Go for Sheldon.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
This is Mary.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good. I heard you were having a problem with filling out the website questionnaire and content forms, so I wanted to help you out in filling those forms up. Is this a good time?
Yes.
Perfect. So can you open the forms in front of you? I'll just ask you the questions, and the rest I'll help you out. Okay, and I'll fill them on my own at my own end. You don't have to fill it at your end. Okay?
All right. Let me pull that up.
Okay.
Okay. Now I got getting into the computer.
Sure, take your time.
Okay. All right.
So,
I have got it.
Okay. First, please open the website questionnaire. Then we'll move towards the content form. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now I open the website requirements workbook.
Mm-hmm.
The pages. These looks like four pages. Is that what you want to go over?
The website questionnaire, right? Yeah, four pages.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so the one thing I want to ask you first would be the designation. What do you do?
Okay, now, do I do what?
Designation, like what do you do for a living?
Oh, which one is that? I am retired.
You're retired, so you're retired. And, like, first comes the client name, that's your name, then contact person is you. So designation
yes.
is retired. Then I add your email address, your phone number, your Skype is not required. Since you're retired, industry is not required either. Now, you don't have a business name, so if you're going, like, you're doing this privately, correct? Nor do you have a business logo or slogan, right?
No.
Okay. And then moving to website specifics, what's the principal purpose of the website? Is to highlight you as an author and highlight the book, right?
Yes.
And your target audience is general?
Yes. Now, which number are you on?
Question number two, who's your target audience? That would be the general public, right?
Yes. I have adults and older children, anyone who enjoys stories of intrigue, comedy, and all categories of life's experiences in the Appalachian Mountains. Is that not what you're looking for as an answer?
It's also a very good answer, but it falls under the category of general public, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's general public. Is there an existing website? I don't think you have an existing website, right?
No.
Are there any color preferences for your website?
I have pastel, other flowers, teacup and saucer on table with open book, other. Well, color preferences, are they just wanting to know? So is just pastels and other good enough?
Okay. So pastel as a color?
P-A-S-T-E-L-S, which means soft color.
Oh. Can you spell that out again? P-A-S? P-E-L-S?
P as in Paul.
Uh-huh.
A-S.
Mm-hmm.
E as in Tom. E
Pascal. Okay, Pascal.
Yeah.
I was hearing Pascal. I was like, Pascal? Is that a color? What is she talking
What's
about?
What's that?
I'm like, okay. So, pastel and flowers with an open book.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay, and that's the, like, you're basically talking about the background, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have any competitors at this time, and you don't actually have plans to sell stuff using your website. You just want to highlight yourself, so you don't necessarily need pay by credit card, right?
No.
Because we'll basically be highlighting every platform your book is published on, so people will automatically be guided to the platform rather than, you know, using your website to pay it up.
Okay, so no payment for number six. Number seven, do not need a content management system. Number eight, the SSL integration required. What's that?
I think you may require SSL integration. That's something, that's a technical question. I just picked it for you because it will be better. Okay, do you have any preference for platform technology to be used for this website? Okay, no need to answer the specific requirement preference not mentioned above. Okay.
I crossed, put an X in the open to best option, which suits my business. Are you filling this out?
Yes, I'm filling this out on your end, like from my end. So for question number 10, what do you have in mind?
Where there are specific requirements or preferences not mentioned above. And I don't know what that, I wouldn't know how to answer that.
So basically, tell me things you would want to see on the website. Like, do you have a specific idea for the background or, you know, a certain way the website should look? Or should I just, you know, leave it to the professionals and then you can make corrections if you feel like it?
Yes, that would be better.
Okay. Okay. Please list down content pages you have on your website. This isn't a requirement. You can skip that. Okay. Account login required. No, you can go down to question number 12.
Okay.
Know.
And some of that I didn't know. It said modules, components required. Oh, wait a minute. Account login. So I would want to log into that, would I?
No, account login is basically other people trying to log into your account.
So I don't want them to do that.
Okay. Like, you know, like Facebook and creating an entire account and doing all that.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not understanding you. Okay, to account login, would that be a yes or no?
That's a no.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like you don't really want people to have a login created on your website. There's nothing that's not going to be used for that. You'll have your own login as an administrator for the website, but that's a different story.
All right. And then
site search.
I said,
do you want to display your contact information?
Should I?
Like, very limited. I think you should display only socials and email. What do you think?
Okay.
Social and email.
Okay.
Okay, then come banner slider, not required. Content area is required. Question, do you have other things you would display on this website aside from your book? Like, do you have other things that you do, like painting or, like, something like that?
No.
No, so I don't think we need a content area. News, events, widget, yes, we can do that. We can highlight, you know, when we're going towards the marketing phase, we can highlight a lot of things in news and events. Request information, not required, blog feed. Have you ever written a blog?
No, and I've never been on, used a website either, so this is going to be very new to me.
Featured product, yeah. Video gallery, no. Newsletter subscription option, no. Shopping cart is a no. And social media icons is yes. Twitter feed is no. Facebook feed is yes. Okay, I think we have this filled out. We can skip 13, 14, 15, and 16. We can skip the last question. Those are for if a professional person wants to get a website design. So it's not your requirement. We can just skip that. Okay?
Okay, so that's all. So as social media icons, was that a yes or no?
That's a yes.
All right.
Yeah. I fill out the questionnaire form on my end, so you don't have to fill it out on your end. It's all good.
All right, great.
I'll send the form to you once we're done so you have it with you as well. And now let's
good.
Move towards to the web content questionnaire, the other form I sent you.
Oh, wait a minute. What other form?
Yeah, the other one, the web content.
Web content. Let me go to the email. Web content.
Actually, let's forget that. I don't think we need the web content questionnaire for this one. We can forget that, yeah. I will get the web content done once you select the demo, okay?
Okay, you'll do what?
So once I have this form, okay, probably by this week or the next, I'll be sending you two demo websites, okay? We'll just give you a look of what you want to see, what kind of, templates we're going to be using. You can select one of the two. And we'll start working on that template, okay? So you have a general idea of what the website is going to look like, and then we're going to turn that website to look according to your requirements, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like selecting a mold.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to send this to you by this week. I'll forward this form to my team, and they'll send me, some templates to look at, okay?
Who will send you templates?
My team is going to send me some templates.
Oh, your team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we have an entire web design team, so they're just going to look at the form and decide what's better. But once they decide that, they'll send me two or three templates. So once you select the template, you can tell me which one you prefer. Then we're going to, according to your book, we'll write some content about you and the book. Okay, that can go on the website. So I'll confirm that content with you once that's confirmed. My website team's going to integrate it, add everything into the website, and then we'll work from there. What do you think?
That sounds good.
Perfect.
I was about to build a web page, and what to put on it?
What are you saying?
Let's see, I was, putting something together, what I would put on that web page,
uh-huh.
Like introductory or whatever.
Ah, okay.
I'm not seeing it here. I had said something like, hi, my name is Mary. I'm an author. And then just said a little bit about the book. I don't know exactly what you want for the web page.
Oh, we'll make the content. You don't have to worry about that. I'll just ask you a few questions that are required for information later once we move towards the content options. And then we will, you know, develop, we'll make it look nice. Don't worry about it.
Oh, good. Great.
Look, that's our job. You hire us for that. You can leave that to us. You don't have to worry about it too much.
All right, good.
Perfect.
Have you done any more of the editing on it? For me to look at.
Yeah, the edit, an edit should be coming this week. I think I'm not sure what I have you in for, because the lead editor on your end, like assigned for your team, got sick. She's been out for a week, so the work is rather slow. But we're trying to get our deliveries on time.
Okay.
So hopefully by this week I should be able to deliver you. Yeah, sometime.
Good. All right, great. Then I think that's all the questions I have.
Perfect, Mary. Perfect. How was your weekend? All good?
Yes, it was a good weekend.
That's great. That's great. So, sorry I wasn't able to pick up your call when you did call me, because I was taking a nap.
Oh!
Yeah,
okay.
I basically I have migraine today. It's pretty rough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Oh, my daughter gets those sometimes. I have never in my life had a migraine.
Think
just
of
so
half
thankful.
Your brain exploding repeatedly.
Wow.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. Wow, that's awful.
But, well, she'll have to do work.
Okay. I will say a prayer for you about that migraine.
Please do. I would like that.
All right.
Perfect. So I am going to get this form delivered, and then I will let you know when I have an exact update regarding that. Okay?
All right.
I'll follow you a message, and hopefully I'll be delivering you a draft this week as well. Okay, Mary?
Good. Yeah, that'd be good.
Perfect. Take care of yourself. Have a good day.
Yeah.
And I shall see you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.